I apologize for my voice. I'm going to try Kama Shiyoti Magas. We spoke about last week. We spoke about the beer from the Altrim Kiln, Marchova, that attached at the Mid of Noise of Olam Chaveroi. Thank you. Mid of Noise of Olam Chaveroi. Why is it a Kinyan HaTorah? The Altrim Kiln touched up. That it's the Koyach of Shotes HaTzuris. So we, Marchova, we are Masber. The Ainu, the Tenua, the muscle ability to go out of your Tzura, to mafshit that Tzura and go to another Tzura, that's Nitzrach, Bedavka. It's always a mile in all Chachmas, but Bedavka in Kinyan HaTorah. And we saw Kinyan HaTorah, we saw that Gdoma from HaTorah is Parshas Yisrael, the Koyach from Moshe, to hear the Tzad from Yisrael, to accept the Tzad from Yisrael. The Koich of Yisroi, the Koich of Yisroi, and Moshe was Moshe Chaliboy the Torah. Ayudei, they was able to show him a new tzad, dafka on, something that he already heard, something he already had formulated, a tzura, b'taras, kilo abalabos, the Ainu, somebody who was rachlik from Torah, someone who wasn't yet introduced to Torah. And that's the yichud of Torah. Torah begoyim al kamin, and we saw that the Koich of Torah is dafka keneged das balabais, the Hainu. Torah will always be different, hecher, higher. And that was the oisfir, the memela. If you don't have the koich of hafshotas hatzuras, by Torah, it's pasha not shaykh. If lu yitzur, your seichel, our seichel. If our seichel comes to our havona, and what hatfosa of an adorim is, comes with what a seichel, what harvona, what in his ears is. This is the same seichel that has an opinion about everything in the world. Has opinion who should be the next president of America. Has opinion about what to do with all the crises, the shit crisis, v'chulei. The same seichel that has havona, a worldly havona, and it comes in and it develops a tzura of what Naziris is. If that seichel doesn't have the ability to extend itself, to be able to go out of its hanocha, to be able to come to Torah, it's poshut lost. Hari, the ganze Torah is a vegestalt. The ganze musik of Torah is a hechere, is a hechere sug chochma. That was bad some sikum of what we saw last week. I want to go back to where we started the first week. When we were talking about avoid the maises, what do we mislamin in this pula of noise bonum chaver? This pa'ula, this tenua, this ability, this muscle of being mafshed at Zura. We saw that the mokim is b'chavrusa. B'lim b'chavrusa. This is something that you pugish, you meet, yoyim, many, many hours. Yoyim, many hours. And this is the place where we have to work on it. We saw the difficulty there is for a person to hear the tzad of his chavrusa. Or Reb Chaim Volozhin was magdir as laharois ponim l'sparosu shel chavera. And we were magdish that this is pshat. This is pshat. In Noisei Bolam chavera is not only an Indian from Midas, it's an Indian from Asogis HaTara. On Ishtel Tzu, on our show, Nitzvilas or B'chunim ben Akona that we say. Nitzvilas or B'chunim ben Akona that we say. B'knisos of the Beis Medrash. So the lashon is, it's a mishnah and a gemara and brachas that brachas in the base. Mispamel, you're also saying, shloyech shel dvar lochav yismachu bichavri, and verkehrt. Leshachav bidvar lochav esmach bohem. And there's machalikis marshon Rashi pshat. Rashi learned pshat. Rashi learns, to hemshech, it's better two steps of the same thing. With mispamel, loyech shel dvar lochav, yismachu bichavri. Dainu, I shouldn't make a toys in halacha that itself will be, I should be zeichet to the emes. If I make a toys, that will be one terrible thing. Chas v'sholom, a nichshol in halacha. And if like the Rashi learned the hemshich, if through my toys, my chaver is going to be happy, so I caused him a kilo. Actually, it sounds like he'll nevel esit in mirshol. I caused him a mirshol that I caused him to be happy in my form. It's all hemshich and the same thing. The Mashal brings Rashi, the Mashal brings Rashi. He says, L'chari, you can learn. It's like two separate pratim. The first thing is, it's a tefillah. Shalech shantar alocha. It's a tefillah, a nikkur tefillah, that we're davening. It's after the Shema'i to come to the Emes and Torah. We have to learn sugya, we have to learn Tvar Hashem, to alocha. We're asking Chadosh Baruch Hu, it's after the Shema'i to come to the Emes and alocha. And then we're adding on, V'yisbuchu b'chavri. That when I say good, and I say richtig pshat, my friend should be happy. He shouldn't be upset, and he shouldn't be not be able to accept my pshat. Meredik, says the Marshal. Another way around also, says the Marshal. I say my friend shouldn't be echshav b'dvar alocha. He should be able to be oimer emes, and I should be happy in him, v'esmach bohem. And I should be able to accept that and connect to that. Dainu, he's touching on our sugya of noisei b'olam chaver. In the darkeinu, it's not just the tefillah of midas. Tefillah of echunin akon is a tefillah of midas. It can't all sein. Maybe it's like adorab b'tein b'libeinu, shiur kolecha malach chaverinu. Can't sein. You talk it. But mer korv to pshat. It's the tefillah b'knisas l'beis hamedrash. It's the tefillah of ad. It's scared to midas, but it's a tefillah for a sugya in Torah. The Darkeinu, when we're talking about Yismuchu Bichavre, Ve'esmach Bohem, so this has to do with Avshotas Atzuras, this has to do with the ability to enter other person's world, to respect the other person's world. Because you can't really be happy with other person's pshat if you don't respect, you don't value what he's saying. It doesn't add anything into the Olam HaTorah. So, the difficulty in understanding it as pshat be'etzim, twofold at least. The first part, stacha, it's very complicated. The first part is, everyone knows that there's an unannounced, an unstated competition between every single chavrusa shavt. Whether you like it or like it. You like it or not, that's the matzias. Second, you sit down with your chavrusa, and you are learning the same sugya together. You're standing side by side, car by car, and you're standing side by side. Every pshat that Reuven is saying in the sugya, Be'etzim, he's saying, this is pshat, and Shimon's only the connector. So his pshat is connected to Shimon. I always said, by myself, I've seen it by other people. It's an amazing thing, those times that I learned a certain chavrusa and chavur. And when we learned to fight with cats and dogs, and I wouldn't be able to accept this pshat. And Dvar Pella, different zman, a different kufa. I wasn't learning with him, and we'll discuss in the chavrusa, and we'll go over to that same person, Jim, and I'll go over to the same chavrusa and ask him, how'd you learn sugya? Understand? Changed. Same, let's say his name is Mordechai. What's the difference? He's learning with me. I'm not interested in the young Mordechai, he's dead wrong. And all of a sudden, when I'm learning with your uncle, I go to Mordechai. That's the difference. Competition's out. When he's learning with you, it's Be'etzim. He said not like you, and you said not like him. He said not like yourself. When he's a third person, okay, fresh cookie, they come here, yeah, I'm okay. You said, I'm willing to hear, baby. I'm willing to hear. That means this person had something that I wanted to hear. But I couldn't because of the competition. Competition specifically hits on your ego. It specifically hits on your ego. Someone is going against you, it hits, it grinds. But even Lule, that the second part, the difficulty, that's what we've been speaking about the whole time, is besides the competition, b'chlal, to hear another svara, naturally is hard. Freaking out, what we spoke about the first week, we spoke about that's the whole last month. Kadosh Baruch Hu made each and every one of our seichels that we understand very crystal clear, like our seichel thinks. And when we have something that thinks differently, the natural reaction is there's no mocking to make for that. It's far. They want Kedushin. I'm going to face. March 8.
End of the pasuk. Until then, it's oyvim b'shar. Man is oyvim b'shar. Oyv loshen enemy. It's oyvim b'shar. No b'chiyah v'rabo. Afilu a'avim famous gemara. Afilu a'avu b'noy. Rabu tamidu. Two examples of people who luchayr are supposed to be close to each other. A'avu b'noy and rabu tamidu. Sha'oyzkim b'ter b'shar echad. The learning in one book together. Nasim oyvim zeze. You come to a matzav. They can be learning together the enemies. Enemies that someone is trying to kill you. Right? Someone trying to kill you. They could be learning a sugya nasim oyvim zeze. Zakti gemara ve'enim zozim yisham aber besoif. They don't move from their standards, the end of Seder, the end of the kviyos. Ache nasim oyvim zeze. Besoif, they take a nefach to oyvim. Oyvim are people who want to be with each other, want to hear what the other person, want to connect. Shenehem are another posik. And Torah says, "Voiv besufa, to be besufa, the besufa." Loshen av, avav, darshin av, besufa, the end comes to say. So from you to you could learn this Gemara. So welcome to learn this Gemara. This Gemara is saying there, Rabusa. Torah has a daskula that even people who beginning they became oyvim zelizet, the Torah could be makar levavis, and then the Torah could come and turn them into oyvim zelizet. Aber man hasel, Yisrael learns the Gemara and the Shavuot. So, in Yeres Vav, he's Mufurish, that the Torah, the Gemara of Yom Kedushin is telling us the natural progression of how Chavush HaShav should work. It's telling me this is the way it works. Listen to Rizvah. Shalom says like this. He's talking about Lima Torah. He's talking about rather Lima Torah effect. It's again to be this. A little bit what we're talking about. So, Terezai. There's a big story of resources in a few places. Let's make Limud HaTorah. A Limud HaTorah doesn't start with midos. Limud HaTorah means to use your seichel. Limud HaTorah is l'chovines HaTorah. What does it mean to use your seichel? Listen to this, no? Lumoy b'charifus hadas. In parentheses it says giftig. Giftig is a Yiddish word, but I don't think it's used too much today. Once you somebody, it means with venom. It means venom. It means like poisonous. You're supposed to learn b'charifus hadas. Charifus hadas means sharp. Sharp. Sharp is someone else touches it. They get poked. They feel like they get a cut. Lumay b'chavisa kol echon machzik b'chol ois svarosoi. Limun means that you learn and you don't see another side. That's what limun means. You learn, Rabbi Yisrael is telling us, a good seichel, a lamdan, someone has a good head, someone who, like Rabbi Kiva says in the first mission in the Dorm, in the lav, v'rafi of the other, someone who sees things, and he, right away, Mili says, it could be like this, could be like that, that's not a good seichel. That's not a good seichel, that's not a good seichel. It could be. Oh. A seichel sees pshat, and there's no other way. It's my way, the highway. That's the way seichel should see. So that's what we're saying. The natural first glance, after working on the sugi a little bit, when you come to your first maskana, you don't see another tzad. Behem Sheikh Rizal says, that's what it means. This is my mechazal. This is b'china salimun b'charif azadas gifti kanal. Eva b'rishoyna. The fact that this hate, is because you came with this pshat and someone's coming against you. Now, I might add, obviously, we're talking about someone who Torah is in the Kudas Achayim. If, stop, your seichel has a pshat in Torah and it's not something that's only gaya to you, okay, you don't get so upset, it's like if someone comes against you. But if somebody comes with a pshat in the sugya, and the sugya means to him, so someone who comes against me, he's an oyev. without competition, b'chlal, and push it. And my seichel says there's no other tzad. Abba the Gemara says, like a result, Basoif, has to come to a matzah of nasa oyev and there was it. He says this is the soif tachlis of Torah. This is the bechina, he calls the bechina of lishma. And this is the ability. Is the ability, Lashon of Yisrael, Shkeita Saruach, Im Kedvar V'Divri Chavori Avera. V'Hein Bekamat Dvorim Esnagdim Zel Ezeh. He's talking about, he enters, he mentions the conflict that we're talking about the whole time. Harei, when we're talking about Hashotas Atzuris, I hope this was clear. We don't mean to Mavatel Yorani. It doesn't mean that a person is supposed to not think. Chas Hashom, Torah, you're supposed to think. It's a mitzvah Shebeseichel. It's a mitzvah Avonah. You have to have your seichel on. Your seichel has to be at its best when you're trying to figure out pshat in the Ran, in the Rajba, in the Besir Zhang, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shach, in the Taz, in the Kisviari, whatever you're learning. You have to try to figure out Kisviari also needs Avana, yeah. Also needs Avana. You have to have seichel. You have to understand. You have to medayik. You have to learn. You have to seichel has to be on. And then at the same time, and not later, at the same time when you already have your seichel on, have to be able to go and open, make room for another person. This is the kashrus of Shabbat Mikdash. But without that, you can't learn. Not only, and this again, Ari Kadosh, not only can't you understand your chavera, you can't really understand the Rav. You can't understand the Rajbo, you can't understand the B'chayim, you can't understand the Bosher, and the Ikers, you can't understand Vashem. Because you don't have the ability to have your seichel on and have him. You either only understand him, you either only understand Reb Chaim, which you'll see. In another 2 days, someone will ask you, what did Reb Chaim say? And you'll start saying it over and you'll say, okay, but what did he really say? And you'll realize you didn't have Avon B'Shas Nais, because your seichel was off when you understood him. You just closed your seichel and you were kavel. That's not. Or the other way around, if your seichel was on, you'll say, I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand what he's saying. Why don't you understand what he's saying? Because you don't have the ability to have your seichel on and extend it to understand the different mitzvahs of misnias and misnagedas. Where do you develop that? In the chavusashaft. In the chavusashaft, this is where a person can develop that. I don't know, you see it every day, every single day, every seder. We should be mislamed in this. In the avoid is a chavrusa, it's firoiz. And this we spoke about last month, I'm applying it now. The avoid to be mafshitzuru, to make room, to go out of your world, to make room for yenis, svor, yen havona, yenis pshat. To value, again, value. I hope we're being magdish. It's not a word in me, this. If you don't value your chavrusa svor, it's not going to work. Because it's not going to be me, this. It's going to be very nice. Oh, I'm ashamed of guys. Wow. Hey, pshat, hey, pshat. That's not what we're talking about. If you don't value means it has worth, it has weight to you. If you're Chavrusa Ruvain, with all his weird ways that he approaches the sugya, doesn't have value to you, because you have to realize that Torah is a lot bigger than your head. Torah is a lot bigger than your seichel, as much as your seichel naturally doesn't let room for anything else. But you know that and you realize Torah is much bigger than you. If there's no value, you're not going to be able to make room for that. You're not going to be able to make room for it. So you have to value what he's saying, and then you have to bend your ego. You have to bend your ego, because at the end of the day, your ego is you. Your ego is you, and it's your seichel, it's your avodah, and it doesn't have room. It doesn't have natural room for other flesh. But there's another prat that you need to be able to go be mafshed through it, to go into other person's avodah. Again, this is what I said, this is what we spoke about last month. Not only have to understand the Yenis Pshat, not only to understand the Yenis Pshat, but to understand, to be master your Pshat. We mentioned earlier, mentioned this last month. We've seen so many times, and it's Koyev Alev even, when you have two people talking to each other, sometimes they're going to have a Chavrusa Shav to come to me. But again, Ruvain sang a Sfara, and Shimon sang a Sfara, and one saying it to each other, and they don't have the ability to explain to each other what they need to say even. No one's hearing each other. So yes, sometimes it's the lack of ability to hear, but sometimes it's the lack of ability to remember. We just mentioned, Rabbi Sewell saying, the natural course of two minds is they should clash. If you want to explain something to a person, what do you need? Keep on saying your pshat 15 times over again. What is that going to say? With the nusach? No. It's that. What's that? Maybe if you're a Rebbe, maybe if you're a Rebbe, you have some time to purpose with that somehow. For sure, Chavus HaShav. For sure, Chavus, we spoke about a Rebbe. A Chavus HaShav doesn't have the schus to keep on saying the same nusach again. What makes you think the guy's going to bend over backwards to try to figure out what he's saying? You have to find in the other person's thought process why he's misunderstanding you. I do this all the time. I see, okay, Reuven's saying this, Shimon's saying this. Oh, I see Shimon has this anocha. I see from the way that Shimon's talking, he has a certain anocha, and that's why he's not understanding Reuven. Oh, so now I can try to explain and give it over to him. I crawl into his thought process, and I'm able to find and understand and see where he's not understanding with me. We spoke to Jasmaiza. Now, Linias Daiti, this is one of the most important muscles of a Marabit's Torah. A Marabit's Torah that wants to be Masber things, if he doesn't have the ability to crawl into the other person's minds and see where they could, the Pesach, the access, then a crew to where I could explain. You could be a genius. Maridik, that's how so many geniuses, but they can't explain to other people. Because they keep on saying what they're saying, and they talk hard, they talk different, they talk unique. But they don't see the other person's where he's not, where's the lack of connection. For this also, you need the ability to be mafshit tzura, to go out of your tzura for a second, because if you're in your tzura, you can't see b'chlal where he's not understanding you. You need to go into the other person and understand them, be able to explain to them. We're not talking about this man, but I get, we spoke about this last man. For your wife also, this is my sister. I'm not trying to explain your wife something. You got to see what she's not understanding you. It applies to everything. This is the second brat. What basic chavusa shaft, in a good way, to be b'shleimus, it needs constantly this building this muscle of shotas atzuris. Now, let's limit sarf everything we're saying. This is not only to learn good b'chavrusa, this is because this is a kinyan ha'tar. It's because this is a kinyan ha'tar. And now we could understand a word from the Maral. We mentioned this last, I think the answer my mark we mentioned last night, but I want to be a bit of a is the Yisoyistik Maral. It's only the mission of Perakim, the mission of Beis Novus. Perkimum Mishnah Beis, Shtein Mishnah, Shnayim Sheyoishvim, Ve'en Beinayim Divrei Torah, Arizim Moishah Pleitzim. So, Kapayim Balazim, Tafanart. We're talking about somebody who doesn't say that they're not learning. They may be learning. But Ve'en Beinayim Divrei Torah. There's no commitment. They're not talking to each other and learning. They're just learning about themselves. That's a Moishah Pleitzim. Paiter, Zokti Mishnah. Shnayim Mitzara Toiv, Shnayim Sheyoishvim, Yeish Beinayim Divrei Torah. Shechina shruya imai. Lashon Mishnah. Shechina shruya imai. Firtay is the Mishnah. Va'afilu echad minayin shafilu echad sheyoyishev va'oyisek b'divrei Torah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. One gear says Hakadosh Baruch Hu koyvei alo ischar. Second gear says Hakadosh Baruch Hu loyim mekenek d'roim mekenek. The morale makes two diukim. First of all, is diuk is that there's a different schar for shnayim and achad. Shnayim has a madrega of shruas hashchina. That is the shleimus. Shos Hashchina, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Shoyre here, he's Shoyre. Echad, one gears is Kaviaschar connected, the second one is Hashem is Lamed connected, doesn't say Shos Hashchina. So, to Maral, the difference is based on another Diyak. How does the Maral HaMishnah is, Bimagd Shnayim Shay Yoshvim, he says, Yesh Beinayim Divrei Torah. By Echad, Zok to Maral, it's not called, he's Oisip Divrei Torah, he's Oisip Torah. Zok to Maral, very so it's the Maral, which obviously needs beer. Zok to Maral, Memra. When Echod is Oisek, it's not called the Divrei Torah. It's not called the Divrei Torah. When a person is learning, he's saying his machshove out loud. That's not called Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah b'shleimus lashon amaral. It's only by words that are being discussed in a conversation between two people. Then it's called the Divrei Torah. Memel is up there. When does Torah bring Shuras Hashchina? When Torah is B'Shleimus? Torah B'Shleimus, it brings the Madrega, Shuras Hashchina. You have a lower Madrega of Torah, it brings some sort of Madrega. Echad Shbokh Knegdoi, Echad Shbokh Avel Eschar. But only when the Torah is b'shleimus, it's like, what does this mean? What does he mean that the Torah is only b'shleimus when it's doing? What does that mean? A person learns himself when he's not with Machshav, he's Mekayim. Mekayim, the Divrei Gemara in Erevin, he's supposed to be Moitzi B'Peh. Bruria said, he's supposed to be Moitzi B'Peh. He is being Moitzi B'Peh. It's not doing that someone is only doing here or it's a Shaila here, really. He's being Moitzi B'Peh. It's up to Maral, it's still not Divrei Torah. Only Divrei Torah when two people talk about what's the Pshat. So we still too the Chassam Sofer, says the Chassam Sofer, yeah, so you can get the 9 Aleph, it's not yet the Shuvas and the Dharma. Chassam Sofer and Shuvas, Yoritea, Simen Reish Chav Zayin, he's discussing among many things there, but among many things he discusses, Stira and Halacha. Do we consider Ksiva Kedibur or not? If a person writes, not here, Ksiva. So yeah, grab the Spirit. So I remember one of the nice. A person writes a shvua, a person writes a nadir, that's what he talks about. Is it kediba or not? In some places it says, ksiva is kediba, it's even stronger than dibar. It's a maisa, it's more of a gemira than us. The maisa in other places it sounds like ksiva is less than dibar. One of the places, it's the sugya in Yisha Achsai, the fine aleph and gittin. We know that a cheresh, whose aim is shemeya vena medarba, is considered a shaita. A cheresh doesn't have the ability to communicate. The two ways of communicating are in and out. Your aim is through your ears, and out through your mouth. Kayach adibur. He doesn't have the ability to communicate. Is that? So he's not a chol. He doesn't have a das. He's not a bar das. What if he could be a dabber mitoich haksav? Come on, it talks about that. Looking baruch over there. Zok. It's mashm over there. That's much less. Ksav is not dibur. Ksav might not be dibur. So is Ksav better than Dibur, Ksav less than Dibur? Zok Ksav Sofer like this. Lom the Ksav Sofer. There are two types of Dibur. There's Dibur, Bain Yonim, Bain Odom La'atzmoy. There are certain things that's not a transaction or a discourse between a person and another person. Classic example, we're done with the Zol Zman, the Darim and Shavuos. And then there's not something you do with somebody else necessarily, you do it with yourself. No, there's something, there's a Shavuos, something you do with yourself. Sphere Simon Vassim is also like that. You can't. Over there he says Avada Ksiva is a much stronger expression of Das than Dibur, than speaking out what you're saying, writing what you're saying. But by an Indian that's Dibur bin Odom Lichavere, like Dibur Masiv Amato in Mecca Chomemkar. Like Dibur, he says the Musik of Das is Dibur, of communication. Over there, Zok there, Ksav is a one-way street. Ksav, you're writing what you think, but do you have to speak to somebody who has to hear you and absorb and digest what you have to say? No. That's the word of Ksav. My Marmuzga, that's what a lot of geniuses write for. a lot of diggy luya, if you see that they can't be Marmuz Torah, they write for. That's nice. You write safer, you don't have to talk to somebody, you write what you think, and hopefully people I'm not going into them, not into anything, but the Rogachar wrote for him, and today they're Tili Tili Tami Bechom trying to Mefateach what he said. He's ready for that. But you don't have to talk to somebody. You don't have to talk. Talking is communication. Zok the morale, back to the morale. Divrei Torah, Yeshlein, what's Torah? What is the Iker of Torah? This is what we're dealing with the last few weeks. What is Torah? Torah is an Asik being Olchol in Atzmach. And if Lu Yitzur, you're the biggest Ilu in the generation, so Baruch Hashem, you could learn by yourself? No. Because I know. Zok the Maral, Divrei Torah is a Dover being Odom Lichaveiro, but another person. Memelo, it's not called Divrei Torah, Zok the Maral, when you're speaking out your own thoughts. A Dibur Shnaim Sheyosh Vimeyesh Beinehem Divrei Torah. So, you have to, like we said before, you have to try to communicate. You know, not talking to the wall. You have to say something that the other person understands. You're just saying, oh, neder zat fosa, neder zat fosa, neder zat fosa, and he doesn't understand you. You're going to have to try to say it in a way that he could answer. You have to try to go into his world. This is Divrei Torah B'Shleimos. Why? But then we ask the question, why? Why? It's Taka Torah, it's Ben Adam Chaveri. No, you're hanging out for him. Because the only tzura of divrei Torah, which requires you being mafshit your tzura, which requires you to extend your small das, is a dibur bein two people. And since we saw, and that's all cool do we want, that for lasoga sater, halacha was like beisilu, because beisilu was machtim divrei bishamay. That's the maskon la halacha. So a divrei Torah bishleimus is a dibur, is something as an asek that you're able to communicate. End off with the Gemara Makkos. The Kasefes on the Marsha. The Gemara Makkos is directly talking about the Sugya we're talking about. Gemara Makkos Tavdut very famously talks in not great terms about someone who doesn't want to learn Bechavusa. The Gemara says, Cherv al abadim benoyal, Cherv al tzaver at al tzavori, Seineim shal tamid achomim, it's a Lashon Saginor, tamid achomim. Kaviyochol, there's going to be a cherev. The Marsholim is kibshutei. Cherev the chayiv miso atamochochem. Atamochochem. She yoyishin loyiskin b'torah ba'an bevad. People learn always by themselves. Person doesn't have the ability. Person doesn't have chavusa. He is a cherev. Lo yoy don't have time to be marachin this. It says metapshin. Not only the chayiv miso, they become stupid, which means they don't keep pshat. The metapshin. Shechoytim. This is mamash, we're not going to talk. We spoke a little bit last month. These type of people, these people can't go out of their box. They end up being big chaitim in other areas also. Being chaitim in other areas. End up doing chait. They end up using the power for all kinds of not things that are not good. The bottom start off, the Marshal learns pshat over here. When it says cherev al abadim, someone learns by themselves, it means he's chayiv misa. And this is his kashi. This is what he tells him. What? He's chayiv misa. It's not a good thing. He says, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Listen to the Dvarim of the Masha. Masha says like this. Masha says, Umavur, Shemiderich lima teresenu mitoich oimek inyonam. And he has died. The oimek inyonam means because it's Dvar Hashem. It's impossible to get the clarity and the emes of Torah rak al yedei pilpul v'chidur im chavirim. Someone, it could be the brightest, the biggest genius in the world, the smartest person in the world, like everything is clear, everything is clear. It's not possible to get Torah. Ma she'en kein, in contrast, dosei v'chavim, other religions, other chochmas. Over there you could. Over there, what's the mahalach? Kol echad oisa lo das la'atzma kifi ritzoyin evitaitoi. Vein tzorach l'chaveru. Zogta marsha, other religions and other chochmas, there is such a musik as a person, he's the genius, he's the biggest genius, and he creates the chochma. He creates the mahalach. And everyone has to try to figure out what he's saying. That's the mahalach of oivdika chochma. Zogta abizai, listen to the pshat. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, everyone knows this Gemara. Ha'oyvid kechavim, a goy she'oysik b'toyra is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. A goy that learns Torah is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Shtel to the truth, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that misa b'dei shamayim is b'saif. Every time it says misa b'dei shamayim in Shas, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in someone being b'saif. He'll zok to like this, very simple. You have this big Talmachot, the best guy in Chabura. He's the best guy, the biggest Balkishim. And he's not learning himself because no one understands him and no one could understand him. He's quicker and sharper than everybody. So he's learning Torah via goy. Via goy. Hare goy shechochma, chochma b'goyim tamim. Goy shechochma goes by kishra. It goes by human seichel. If you have a perfect human seichel, so you're the winner. If you learn shor shenogeh hasapara that way, if you learn Torah that way, you're learning Torah via goy. Like a goyisha oisik b'toyra yichayiv misa cherev al abadim. This is the least fear we've been dealing with. We've been handling the past few weeks. We have to realize that Torah requires, it's not a maila, it's pikuach nefashos. If you don't have the ability to extend yourself, and it's very hard. It's very hard. It's negative. It's negative, the natural. seichel, which is the ego of your seichel. Your ani has the way it thinks. So we better get started working on stressing this muscle. And the place to do it is in Chavos HaShavos. And you have it all the time. To hear him, to respect him, to make room, to make a habit of Svara, to understand him so you could say your Svara. It's impossible, Zokta Marsha, to be Oymen al Buri without this. This is Divrei Torah B'Shleimus. This is the Aseres HaDibris we spoke about. This is Abetzim Aseres HaDibris from my Marasina, they're called Dibris. This is the Tzura of Torah. Because if you don't have this Tenua of Avshotis at Tzura, so you're stuck with your Seichel. You could learn a lot of Chochmas HaGoyim, but Chochmas HaTorah you have no Sheikhs to. Good.